Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 18 members present this morning. Senators Green and Taylor are excused from a call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Major Larry Bankhauser of the Salvation Army.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Dear God, we thank you this day for each senator who with care and thoughtfulness seek to serve this state and its peoples. We realize that we must look to a higher power than ourselves. And so as a nation under God, we look to you for keen minds, clear thoughts, and purposeful direction. There are many voices, opinions, agendas, but as we seek your insight and wisdom, we rest assured that right decisions will be made. Thank you, God, for all that is ours in this moment in time. Amen.
Senator Elton, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 10th legislative day.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved and certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. My pleasure today to introduce to the Senate a friend of mine from Fairbanks. He's a respected and well-known physician's assistant in Fairbanks. Had the pleasure to serve with him, and we got to know one another when we served on the board of directors of Alaska Crippled Children and Adults. I wonder if you'd please welcome to the Senate, Mr. Tom Wilson.
Further, Senator Olson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to go ahead and also introduce somebody that's representing the Alaska Academy of Physician Assistants, who's the president this year, and that's Ed Hall, who came with Tom Wilson as well. We'd like to welcome Ed Hall.
Further guests for introduction. Brings us to messages from the governor.
A replacement transmittal letter dated January 17 was received from the governor for Senate Bill number 35, electronic fish and game licensure. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated January 17 stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 by the House Rules Committee authorizing two recesses by the Senate and House of Representatives each for a period of more than 3 days.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 does not require referral. It is before us. It essentially authorizes the two recesses that everyone has discussed and scheduled. Go ahead.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, authorizing two recesses by the Senate and House of Representatives, each for a period of more than 3 days.
The resolution is before us in second reading on final passage. Is there debate? Question for the Senate is final passage of HCR 2. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the Secretary please record the roll?
18 yeas, 0 nays.
And so House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 has passed the Senate. Let's see, we're on... messages from the House. Are there further messages from the House?
There are no further messages from the House, Mr. President.
Communications.
The following notification of availability was received. Report card to the public containing school-level information from Commissioner Holloway, Department of Education and Early Development, in accordance with Chapter 83, SLA 1998. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction to Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 by the Senate Finance Committee urging the Congress of the United States to provide federal education funds as a block grant to the state.
Finance.
Those are all the resolutions this morning.
Senate bills for introduction.
Senate Bill Number 46 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor an act relating to increasing the minimum hourly wage under the Alaska Wage and Hour Act and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill number 47 by Senator Green, an act relating to credited service under the teacher's retirement system for former employment as a non-certificated school nurse.
Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill number 48 by Senators Wilkin, Donnelly, Cowdery, Green, and Phillips, an act relating to the determination of full and true value of taxable municipal property for purposes of calculating funding for education and certain other programs, and relating to incorporation of second-class boroughs in the unorganized borough and to annexation of portions of the unorganized borough to boroughs and unified municipalities.
CNRA and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring Agnes Royer, in memoriam Dr. Milo Fritz, in memoriam Daryl DeWitt Claw, in memoriam Opal Amundsen, in memoriam Winifred Williams, in memoriam Alfred Nacktek, in memoriam Dick Hafer.
Senator?
Consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar approved. Senator Lehman.
Ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Mark Keith Cameron be taken up as a special order of business.
Without objection, the citation is before us at this time as a special order of business.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted, and I'll object for purposes of the statement.
You
I'll
object?
My objection. Mr. President, just draw our attention, I normally wouldn't do this, but to this citation, I urge all those who care to sign on as a co-sponsor of this citation. I first met Mark Cameron many years ago. He and his wife, Jane, were friends of my wife, Carolyn, before we were even married, and we've been married more than 22 years. Mark Cameron is a unique individual who contributed a lot to Alaska. Perhaps his greatest contribution was in providing for his family. He and his wife had two children of their own, then adopted eight other children, and their investment in their family was renowned. But his contribution to the state of Alaska was unique in that he worked for 22 years for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, eventually ended up as their chief financial officer and director of finance, and through his work in bonding has been nationally recognized, and I believe his contributions to Alaska are substantial. The memorial service for Mark will be on Saturday in Anchorage, and that's why we're taking up as a special order today, and I urge you all to at least read it, and if you care to sign on. And with that, I'll remove my objection.
Without objection, the citation is approved. That brings us to the end of the daily calendar and to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Senator Cowdery.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from this afternoon, evening flight until plane time Sunday. I'll take this.
Without objection, Senator Cowdery will be excused as requested. Senator Pierce.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be excused from the call of the Senate until plane time Monday the 22nd of January.
Without objection, Senator Pierce will be excused until plane time on the 22nd. Now, she would have asked if it was the morning plane or the afternoon plane if she was. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused for both personal and state business on January 25th and 26th.
Without objection, Senator Lincoln will be excused as requested on the 25th and 26th. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Lehman.
There will be a majority caucus immediately following adjournment in the Butchovich room, expected to last about 5 minutes.
Special orders. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow. It is Friday, January 19th.
Without objection, we're adjourned to 11 a.m. tomorrow.